We're up to Perek of Dal Mishnah Vav. Shalosh Basis Soyos Heim. There are three. A basis is a support, is a foundation. A kana is a base. A basis is a base, is a foundation. So number one is Shalifnei Mita v'Shalifnei Has Soferim Tmei Midras. Okay, a basis from the Mita. Look at this, a bed like a footstool almost, like a stepping stool. Here's the Mita, here's a bed, and look, there is a stool that you step on, I guess, to get into the bed. Okay, and then you have in front of the Shulchan. So one more time, we have the meat of the bed, the Shulchnei Soferim, and in front of the scribes. Okay, it doesn't show me what the Soferim is. It's Tmei Midras. The Shaldul Fiki. The Dulfiki is this nice long table where you eat. Tmei Meis. The Shalmigdol. A Migdol is Tahara Miklum. A Migdol is Tahara Miklum. The Basis is Tahara Miklum. That's it. Let's the whole mission. Let's see the older pictures first. First of the picture over here, Sharafa.
Shalifnei Amita.
Shalifnei Amita. Shalifnei Amita. Shalifnei Amita.
Shalifnei Amita.
Shalifnei Amita. Shalifnei Amita. Shalifnei Amita. What is this? So it says Sharafraf. Sharafraf is a footstool. Shalifnei Amita. Hamashamish la'alois mimenu l'mito mitumei meis. Kosav harosh. Shehabosisos. Hamiskonim b'mishusenu. Hei minei safson. There are stools. You stand upon. The purpose is to stand, to go to ascend the bed. Now that's a very bizarre thing, because it doesn't give you a picture what this is. The boss of Shnei Sofer, who was Sharafraf Hamashamish Kshahadoim Ragl Kshahadoim, the footstool Ragli Hasofer Kshayoshe V'Kos. Ah, it means to relax. When a Sofer he writes, he needs to raise his feet. Okay, he needs to raise his feet, I guess, to increase his circulation. That's why you have to have a footstool. The Hadoim Tomei Midras Kibavur Beperik of Zayim Mishnadal Mishnachroin Perish Bin Achapon. Okay, so we have your footstool. Either you use this as a footstool to ascend, or you sit down in front of a table when you're writing. While you're writing, you relax your feet. You relax your feet on the footstool. It should be just perfect. Okay. Thank you very much. We're okay. Good. Thank you. Thanks. Okay. So we have two different types of footstools. The footstool in front of the mita, the footstool in front of the mita that you use to ascend, or it's not showing you a picture, is Sofer, who is writing, has in front of him a footstool upon which he relaxes his feet. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay, now we come to the next one, is the Lufki. We had this so many times, it's the Lufki, this table.
You can show the sofa.
I don't know, maybe limitation of space.
Okay, good reason.
The lufki itmei meis. We have a table. Bosses shalifne had the lufki. It's like a bench. No, a bench. The lufki hu shulchan miyuad lemishta. It is designated for eating purposes. Hu ma'arich bo mekomos lekli hashiul leperus. It's very long. It's long and narrow, and there are designated spots for the goblets and for the fruit and the bowls. Good. Okay, let's see over here. Abosis shalifne had the lufki ena mishamish li yeshiva. Oh, it's not used for sitting. It says el laniach alav chafetzim. It's used to put things upon. You don't sit down. You do not. This is not a bench. This is not a bench. This is a stool upon which you put down various items. Okay, what would you possibly want to put down on this bench? You put down some more food, flowers, place cards, all of the above. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay? Habasis, Shalifni Hadalufki, Eni Mashamish Li Yeshiva, Ella Lamichalov, Chafetzim, Toysis Yamte Vashem Haram, Nero Shakavanoso, Shamanichalov, Dvodim, Shakakaki, Nichimalad Lufki. You put things here, and from here you put things over here. So it seems like maybe when the waiter he brings in food, he puts things down over here on the temporary. You know, maybe like in a wedding, they have like those stands on the side, and then from there they go and they bring out, they serve to the individual people. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you good? Now we come to you look very tired. Falling asleep?
So,
Habasis. Oh, you're confusing the Beis and the Chafs.
Yes.
It's a sign you're very tired.
Go ahead.
Habasis, this thing.
The Basis Shalifneh.
Shalifneh had the Lufki, that is in front of the Lufki. Here is the Lufki. This is Basis. Ain't name Shamish Li Yeshiva.
Basis, it really looks like this.
Well, the Mishnah is calling them a bosses. It's called like a stool, whatever it is. We have a perverted definition of bosses. You think a bosses has to be a foundation of a building?
Right, look, one. This looks like a bosses.
Okay. But not this. Say, Nechnam, you learned something new today. You learned something new that objects that seem, when they look in the mirror, are not the way they appear.
All right.
It looks something different.
And why wouldn't I use this for yeshiva? It looks just like a bench to me.
No, you now let us sit down.
Why not?
That's not what
Who's
it's
stop me.
That's not what you're supposed
Who's
to use it for.
Stop me from
you don't
that.
Sit down on that. That's something you put other things down
you know
upon.
Why? Maybe it's not constructed in a manner that it can hold the weight of a human being.
Whew. Whew. What a chiddush. Roth. Caleb. Profound concepts.
That's what I was leaving, huh?
Profound concepts here.
It could be like a very, very, very shaky type of thing that wouldn't be able to hold the weight of a person, but it could hold stuff to the table.
What's the difference?
The difference is that something that looks like this I normally could sit on, but if it's made very flimsily, you can't sit on it.
Okay, very good.
That's the difference.
Very profound.
Good, thank you. I appreciate your ridicule, your comment.
Habosis shalifne hadalufki einem shamesh li yeshiva. Habosis shalifne hadalufki einem shamesh li yeshiva. It's not used for sitting purposes. Ella lehanichalov chafetzim. You put things upon it. Who says this? Who saying this? The Taisus Yomtiv b'shem Maharam nira shakavanasa shemanichalov hadavadim. You put upon this thing. You put upon the bosis objects. Sheacharkach. Which afterwards, Yanichem al Adlufki, you will transfer from the bosses to the Dlufki. Dinoi ke Shulchan Shemakabal to Maskalim, it has the same status as Shulchan which Makabal to Maskalim. Okay, is that good?
Yep.
Now let's go to Mishnah. The next part of the Mishnah is the Migdal. Look at this beautiful Migdal, it has a beautiful stand. Yeah? Migdal also Chadorim Losim Besoycho Klei Habayis. A Migdal is made different compartments upon in which we insert the objects
right,
of the bias.
Storage like
Chadorim, Chalulim.
Right.
Bosses, Hamigdal, the foundation of the Migdal, Tohar, Miklum, it's Tar Miklum, why Lefi Shahu, Lefi Shahu, Kimiktsas Hamigdal, Vitsurosoi, Mukhachasalov. It's like a portion of the Migdal. We say that it's an extension of the Migdal. And a male of Vitsurosoi, Mukhachasalov. Rosh Rambam Hilchos Kalim, Bechavanosim Shekavan Shetsuras Abosis Mechicha Olav, since the Tsura, the form, the image of the Bosis Mechicha Olav, proves, is making a statement, Shehu Nasa Litzarech Migdol, that it was made only for the purpose of the Migdol, Sheinu Mekabel Tomo, Af Abosis Nidan Kamo Migdol Shaharei Hu Meshamei Shloi. So it's a support. So since the Migdal itself is not Makabal, why is the Migdal itself not Makabal Tomah? What's the reason why the Migdal is not Makabal Tomah?
The Migdal, because it's being held by the buses.
No, but why is the Migdal itself not Makabal Tomah? Because the Migdal of Lechayu we're assuming is larger than 40 saw. The Migdal is more than 40 saw. And therefore it's not Mitaltel Mole Verekon. So it's not Makabal Tomah. So once the Migdal is not Makabal Tomah, the buses, the support system is also not Makabal Tomah. The Kavanah Sam Kevin Shetsuras Abosis Mechicha Olav Shehu Nasil Tzorech Hamigdol She'enoi Mekabel Toma Afabosis Nidin Kama Hamigdol Shah. It also has the status of the Migdol Sharei Hu Meshameish Lo. It's serving the Migdol V'Av V'Av Hu Einu Mekabel Toma. It's also not Mekabel Toma V'Harav Shekos Avdolav Kli Hu. The Helikarav that says it's not called a kli. Vitzurasoi muchachas olav nira shagam kein chachnis chadnis kavano loymash ein lanu lodin as a bosses kechli b'fnei atzmo. We don't view the bosses as an independent utensil. Ela kibosis hamidol dafkal. Rather, we view it as a foundation to the migdol. V'haydu l'fisha tzurosoy mechachas, because the tzuro is mechachas, it's mechachas olav, it proves what it is. Okay, so we have over here the migdol. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so the migdol is it's not a kabbal tumah, and the mail of the bosses is tofel to the migdol. Let's see what is on the top migdol. Also, the chadonim losim suach klebayis. Migdol eight samichel 40 saw in the kabbal tumah kedin kliyabah b'mida. Like we said before, the boss of middle is tofel to the migdol. The middle is not a kabbal tumah. The boss is also not a kabbal tumah. That's the God Zach. Now we can see the Mishnah Sahu the Rav. Shalosh Bisi Soyo Sein. There are three different types of Bisios. Number one, the Ersh Zach Shalifne Hamita. The Ersh Zach Lifne Hamita. Number two is Vishalifne Soifer in front of scribes. A Soifer, he writes and he wants to rest his feet, to raise his feet.
Correct.
Okay, next. Tanei Midras. So both of these things are Mekabel and Avatum. They're in Avatum, they're in the Midras. Vishel Dilufki. In front of a table, you have a stand. The stand is used as a drop-off point. First, the waiter brings the food, puts the food over here on the stand, and then from the stand we go and we arrange in a very beautiful, meticulous way all of the food on the table. Right? The waiter brings all the food and puts it down on the stand, and from the stand we have to go put it very nicely. Yeah. Right? It has to be just perfect.
Exactly.
You ever go to Chinese auction?
Never.
So therefore, the way those things are mid, because you step on it or you sit upon it. But v'shel delufki tamei tamei meis. It's not tamei midras, but rather tamei tamei meis, because it's not. You don't sit on it, but you go. But it's a kli. If it's a kli, it's mekabel tamei meis. V'shel migdol, a bosses to the migdol, and the migdol is larger than 40 saw. So the migdol is not mekabel tamei. Because it's larger than 40, so it's certainly not Tumas Midras, because no one sits down in the middle, and it's not Mekabel Tumas Mace, because it's larger than 40 saw, so it is not Tameh. So the bosses, which is Tafel, which is subordinate, Mimel is also Tarmikl, is a middle Tarmiklum. Let's see the Raf. Be-sos-be-si-so-os. Got that word?
Mm-hmm.
It's a tongue twister. Be-si-so-os. The S kind of the base, mitargiminon, the S bisisei, the foundation. The S delufki, the delufki is this table, cleates, to which masimim boit seloichios, upon which we put containers, the ashishios, various types of bowls and containers, so oichlim and mashkim, food and drink, umimenu noitlim, the noistim al shech, we put these things on the shulchan, the abosis shalifne il shalifan of inel yeshiva, the bosses, shalafanav, is not meant for sitting. You don't sit. This is not a bench. Don't be misled. If you go show this to the average person over here in the Beit Midrash, if you ask them, what is this? What are they going to tell you?
Bench.
It's a bench. It's not a bench. This is not a dining room. This is a makom of Torah. It's not a place to eat.
Correct.
This is a place where you put everything down. And from here, we put things. Okay? So, create shemasim boyutzlechas v'ashishios v'echlim v'mash oichol mashchem, different types of bowls and food and drink, and menu noitlim v'noistim al shulchan, umimenu noitlim v'noistim.
Yeah.
Cleates. The delufki is a cleate shemasimim boyutzlechas v'ashishios v'echlim mashchem, umimenu from that noitlim v'noistim al shulchan. So this itself is not the lid. This is a serving tray. It's a the bosses is a stop-off point for the lufki, and the lufki is you take from the lufki to the table. See what's going on over here? There are three different stages. Three steps. Did you know that?
No.
You should go into the catering business.
No. I didn't know that.
Ask Yishver.
Just turn around. No.
Come to Chaloyim.
No.
We're going to live in Oistim Allah Shulchan. Yeah, boss shalafan of Inul Yeshiva Ella Taras Kliv, the boss is not for sitting. It's not for sitting. Remember that. Because one thing you learn today, it is to remember that this is not for sitting.
We know that.
and the profound words of
you don't have to repeat them. We know them already. Ches.
Avol Taras
Kilah.
Why? What are we? We did this Ches. What do you mean Ches? We did this.
Ches. There's a Ches here.
Where is there a Ches? We learned the Rav. You all mix up the Rav. Le Yeshiva.
We learn Ches. There's a Ches.
You learn the Ches. That's Yom. You have to know the numbering. That's a Tzitzis Yom Tov. Ella Nichalov Chavetzin Maharam. Maharam. I think it's the Rambam. Okay. Let's see. B'shal Migdol. Oitzer shel Eitz. It is a very large Oitzer. Tar Meklum. The Lav Klihu. B'tzurasa Muchachas Lav. It's not Kli. And Memela. Tzurasa. The appearance proves that it's only here to support the Migdol. And Memela. Since this is Tar, the Basis is Tar as well. Alright, let's chaz the Mishnah. Shalosh B'si Soyos Hein. There are three foundations. Number one, Shalifne Amita, those in front of the bed. Vishalifne Delufki, in front of the Delufki. Delufki is the serving table. Tumeya Tumei Meis. I'm sorry, I skipped. Shalifne Amita, Shalifne Amita, Vishalifne Soifim, Tumei Midras, Tumei Midras. Because you sit down upon it, or you step upon it to ascend. In front of the Soifer, you rest your feet upon it. So since it's meant for resting your feet, Mimele has the status of a Midras. And it's Tomei Tumas Midras, which means it gets the same status as the Zav of the Nida that sits down upon the primary part. Now, then we come to the Shel. The Delufki is the serving table. What status Tamei Tamei Meis? It has the status Tamei Meis. Tamei Meis is going to be one madrigal down. Vishal Migdol, and the Migdol Tohoira Miklum. The Migdol is Tohoira Miklum. Okay? Because this is Namek Habul Tumah. Once this is Namek Habul Tumah, so the bus is also Namek Habul Tumah. It's, if the Iker is Namek Habul Tumah, so the Tafel is also Namek Habul Tumah. Okay, let's now go to the next mission. Mishnah Zayin, Shalosh Pinkis Soyos Hein. There are three different types of tablets. Let's right away jump to, let's just read the words of Mishnah. Ho'afi Forin, Tmei Midras. V'sheyesh Ba Beis Kibbut Shava Tmei Tmei Meis. V'chalokah Termiklum. Three, okay. Let's take a look. Ho'afi Forin. What is an afi forin? It is memalikan ofar. It's a tablet. Memalikan ofar. V'choisev lov cheshbonos v'achakach kesheinu tzarech l'chem meikon. What are those things called? That red box, two knobs. What is that called? You know what I'm talking about? Kids play with it. Kindlach play with it.
You know,
then you go and you, when you finish, you go and you shake it. You shake it. It's a toy.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Those two knobs.
Yeah, you like write with it or something?
You make designs.
Blackboard?
Yeah, and then when you finish, you erase it.
Okay.
So this is the ancient type. This is like a sandbox. The tablet that has in it dirt. And you go and you etch out in the dirt. Cheshbonos. 1 + 1 = 2. You make your cheshbonos. Then when you finish, you erase the whole thing. You erased all things, so there's no paper trail. It's gvaldik. No one can come and demand your emails. Think about it. Sorry, it's gone. There's no zecher.
It did. Never happened.
Never happened. Memale kan offer, you fill here earth. The choisev alav cheshbonos, you write cheshbonos. In other words, kishayin ein tzarich lochan, and after you don't need it, you erase it. Haluach kishahu nakim, if one is leaving offer, mishamish gam lesheres alav lochain tamei midras. When the luach, this tablet, does not have earth inside of it, it's used for sitting. Okay, did you ever know that?
No.
Try to say that to your kids. Sit down on the toys. They'll say to you, "Amoid, v'nasim alachteinu." So this tablet, it's a wood frame, and when there's nothing inside, you sit on it. But it's really meant that you should fill it up with earth. And when you fill it up with earth, you can make calculations. And after you finish making the calculations, you can erase the calculations and make new calculations. So this has potential to be metame tumas midras, because when it's empty, you actually use it to sit down upon. Clear? Next picture. Picture is, but let's say we have a pinkos, sheyesh by beskibul me'etz, ha'makabalas ha'shaiv. And this one, we fill it up with?
Wax.
Wax. Okay, it's a wax board. You spread wax. You etch with wax on the tablets. Can you etch shruda on the tablets? We have the mikhtav. Mikhtav over here is the cheret.
That's your wood calling it. I love it. What'd you call this thing?
Stylus.
There you go. Finally, we got it again.
Stylus.
Haven't had it in a while.
Mikhtav. Moichik machlik boy is a shaiva. Limchik es a kosaba. You smooth with it the shava. That's the end part. The moichik is the end. The end is very wide. That's the part that you erase. You erase, and the front part is the part that you actually write with. So this is the eraser. This is the eraser, and this is the writer. It's like a pencil. Look, see, an eraser.
Very good.
See that? And this is the writer, the pointy part. Moichik machlik boy es a shaiva. Limchik to eraser kaisev chayrit boy es aluach. Okay, there we come to the next picture, 728. We come to the chalaka of Tohara Miklom. What's chalaka, Pinkas? Chalaka, it's smooth. Also, loniya chalav niyar, you put paper. Oh, you see this? Whole different type of thing. This is just a board, a flat piece of wood. And you use it, you put a paper and you write. Pinkas chalak, also loniya chalav niyar, paper. Velichtav love to write upon it. Hareze tar miklom, there's no tum whatsoever. Why the hutar lefi shahu pshut ekliyet sheinu loy beis kibul v'harosh kosav deinu nechshav lechli klal? It's not called utensil at all. Okay. All right. So we finished the mishnah. See over here with nachmal shalosh. There are three different types of pinki soyos hein. Three different types of tablets. There's the Apple, the Amazon Kindle, and then there's the Samsung.
Very good. Happy you know them all.
Three different types of tablets. Ho'afi forin, tve midras. It's the ganze welt. This is shakur. This one is full of earth, sand ones. The ho'afi forin, tve midras, because you sit upon it. You keep it in your pocket, and you sit upon it. Right? It's the small version.
Then we have that's the reason.
You sit upon it. I'm joking. You sit on it. When there's no sand inside of it, you actually sit upon it.
Right.
When you fill it up with sand, then you write with it. But since this thing has depth, and you fill it up with sand, so until you fill it with sand, you use it as a chair to sit upon. Tmei midras. V'sheyesh ba beis kibul shava. What happens if it has a beis kibul shava?
So then it's tamei tamei meis. You don't sit on it anymore.
Then tmei tmei meis. Then it's only tumas meis. But it's nachmi tamei. It's only tumas right tumas meis.
You won't sit on it.
But you won't.
It's no midras.
No midras. But it's but it's a kli.
Yeah.
And being that it's a kli, it's going to be tmei tmei meis.
Good.
V'chaloka. When it's smooth, in other words, a piece of wood that you put paper. You know, you're not writing in wax. You're not writing in sand. Not in sin and in wax, but using it as a board and upon the board, you're putting a piece of paper, which you're going to write down on a piece of paper and pen. You know what those things are? Paper and pen?
Yes.
V'chaloka, tara miklum, there's no tumor whatsoever. Let's see what it says over here in the Rahel Graf. Raf, shalosh, pin, ki, soyo, sein. Three different types of tablets, sasuyin, ki, lichtoi, bohem, to write. Come up, for example, chenveni. Al pin, kosei. Emisechta, shuis, perig, zain, mishne, hey. Okay, we have a storekeeper. Afi Foyrin. What is Nafi? Foyrin Luach Shemanich Molov Avok. It is a board upon which we put earth, shell, ether. We write calculations. Remember, are we sure what he said? That the Ribbono Shel Olam is always in the red. We're always in the green. And we have the calculations. The Ribbono Shel Olam always he owes us. Always have tainus.
We do. We have tainus on it.
I sure said that in the Excel spreadsheet, everyone always puts the Ribbono Shel Olam in the red. He is the one who we have tainus. He owes us. We have complaints. Do you remember him saying that?
Probably.
Okay. Did he say anything yesterday that note? No.
Nothing that would make your ears grow.
The kaisim. Why? The Torah is not of
iron. I'm looking for it.
What?
You're looking for those
gems.
Yeah.
Pearls of wisdom. The chosim boy chishbonis. And you write chishbonis. The gadol hu v'chosei liyeshiva. It is very large. And it's chosei liyeshiva. That's why it's mekabel tumas mitzvah. V'sheyesh by beis kibul shaiva. What happens if it has a receptacle of wax? Luach. Shetachin pana bedoina. Oh, a new word. You ever heard that word before? A board which you smear the surface with doinak. What's doinak? Doinag appears to mean wax. Okay, wax. The Roishmim al Hadoinag Becheret. And you etch upon the wax with the cheret. Here's the cheret. Okay, showing you the picture. Vachaloka, Shein Bashava, there's no Shava. Vachos Mullah B'dioi, you know there's no Shava. You write upon paper with Dioi, the Ein Law base kibul, there is no base kibul. Okay, so we have here the Mishnah, it's very easy Mishnah. Shalosh pin ki soyos hein, three different types of tablets. Number one is ho a fi foirin. This is a tablet which has a toich, and you fill with sand, and when there's nothing, no sand, then you sit down upon it, tmei midras. V'sheyesh lo beis kibul, when it has a beis kibul, shavok tmei tmei meis. It's not sitting down when it's tmei meis. V'chalaka, when it's chalaka, tohara miklom, mishneches, shalosh shmita sand. They didn't have types of bed. Three different types of beds. Oh.
Great.
You ever go to sleepies? Come to sleepies for the rest of your life. Three different types of beds. Hoasuya l'shchiva tmeya midras. If it's made for sleeping, I just get tired reading these words. If I feel like I'm lethargic.
Good.
Okay. Hoasuya l'shchiva tmeya midras. You're under surveillance. People on the block, they want to know what's going on here in the morning.
They're telling me, the terrorists.
I'm telling you. You're under surveillance. I'm telling you, people are like, what's going on? Who is this person that comes down every morning? Who is this person?
And then
you're under surveillance.
Okay, it was pretty funny.
Shalosh mitoy sein ho asuya l'shiva tmeyat midras. If it's meant for shiva, it's tmeya tumas midras. Like in this example, shel zagonin tmeya tmei meis. What's zagonim? Here it is. Glass makers, a glass blower. Okay, glass blower. Someone told him that in Baltimore, he's moving to Baltimore, there's a guy there. He's a Ger Tzedek. He is a glass blowing expert for 700 years in his family.
Wow.
Has a Masaira.
What does he do?
He's a glass blower. Yeah,
he makes glass.
He blows glass.
What's the mile?
700 years.
So what's the mile?
What's the mile? You have to know how to blow. Uh-huh. How many people do you know that can know blow the shofar the right way?
Uh-huh.
He's a mumcha. It's in the blood. 700 years. Glass blowers.
What a messiah.
So we have over here, this is the glass blowers. They have a special table to put their merchandise. Okay, so we have a shell zagonim, tmeya tmei meis. The shell sorogin. What a sorogin. What a sorogin. What is a sorogin? Tahara miklum. What's sorogin? I don't know. Let's see the pictures. Let's see over the picture. First, we have a meat. The meat over here. Remember we learned this. We learned the four legs. Remember this? The four legs? Remember those days? Four legs of the bed. Then remember we had supports. Where the bed, the legs should not rot in the ground. So they would. Then we had a support for the support. Remember that?
Sure do.
Okay, so we have Hamita. Four legs, which they is too long. The Koros, the Aruchai Samita. The Aruchai Samita and the Kitzaros Samita. Hamita Haisabinu Mirabah Karayim. Which they Koros, Aruchai, Stein, Kitzaros, two small short ones. The Hevel, Mesurga, Maxigas, and Matzamita. And they are ropes. The Hevel, Misoreik. And there are ropes that go around. Sarg means they go round and around and around and around and around and around, right? The chevel, sarg, hamachzikas, matzami, the sides of the bed. Hamita.
Bug.
A bug. Tame yikra. They're coming after me.
Can't wait.
Here it is. Hamita, mikabelitz, tumas midras, was makam tumas midras. Okay, we do that. Next. Shel zagonim, tmei meis. Amita shel zagonim shemanichim b'seicha klei zuchuches. Glass. Look at that. Look at that. Glass kalim. Okay. So what is that? Hiksha kesef mishnah. Wadu amita shel zagonim akabelus tumma v'harehi mishamesh l'kalim. Fruit. Fruchthandel.
Good.
Hiksha hakesef mishneh madu amita shol zagonim mekabel tumah v'harei mishamesh l'kalim bilvad. Why is it mekabel tumah? it's only used for kelim, for utensils, for loyal adam, not for human beings. It should be tahara like the tarbus. Remember this? The tarbus shel zaysim. Remember that?
Yeah.
Just like this is tarmi klum, because there's no toich. So the zelba zachar should be tarmi klum. Yes, that's kasham. Re'e le'el, tziyos 722. 722 we had before. Did cave and shum sham shakla zeis and lo adam haver ze pshuda kliyetz fed or pshuda kliyetz for hatarim the tirit sa mishna achreina shemedubar kan the mita sheyesh lo defanois. Ah, you see that the picture over here is giving you something. The sefer is amazing. You would never know this if not for the sefer, because he brings down over here what he says in the Ketzer Mishnah, has defanois, has walls. Ah, it has walls. Venasets al yidei defanois kli kibul hamakabel tuma because of sheyesh lo yosiyua miloshna Rambam mita shnesim bo. Yeah, inside of it klid zechukas. V'lo kasav shnesim aleha. Doesn't say that you put on the surface. It says you put bo. Is mashman as a toich. Oh, that's a toich. Ah, it's mekabel tuma. Mita shnesim aleha. Amnam harav kasav shemanichim aleha v'lo klid zechukas. But the Rav doesn't say that. The Rav's aleha. V'itzach litchak. You have to say that the Rav was not precise. Can you say such a thing? Okay, so he did two. Now we come to three. Remember, the third one is the midah shel saragin. What is the saragin? Midah shel saragin mishameshes l'sareg olech kelim. We use it l'sareg olech kelim. Shnei perushim nemu b'raf. The midras maase hareshes hazeh. The shamesh kemerkov. Al gabi behema, to make a merkva, a saddle on an animal. L'shamish kesvacha, to use a svacha for a net for a woman. It means for a woman. A svacha, I think, is a net for a woman. So this is a bed, and what you do on this bed, let's say, mitas sasragim tohairon lefi shehi pshutik liyetz v'af midrabonon v'hi tohaira v'she'ena mishameshash elo es mishamshav shel adam. Okay, so basically what it's saying over here is that what you do, you have a frame, it's a wooden frame, and you make some type of net. And what do you do with the net when you finish making the net? You don't leave it on the bed. You take this and you use it as a saddle for an animal, or you use this as a net, a svach, a lattice work, I don't know, for some type of shade. But this metal, this wood frame, it has no teich, has no inside. It's just a frame which upon it you make nets. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You make nets. It's a frame.
It's not a bed that's used to sleep on. It's one to make lattice work on.
And mela, it's not. It's tar lukwa. Okay, let's now see the Mishnah again in the Rav. Sholo shvi to say, now we know how asul shvi for lying down upon. Ah, to sleep. Tanea midras is tomitumas midras. Shel zagonim, ah. And let's say it's used to store glass. Okay. Some beautiful glass kelim tamea tamei mace. Veshel sorogin. If it's used to make lattice work, tarmi klum, wrath. Shel zagonim. Shemanichim on lecha klei zuchuchis, let's say put upon a klei zuchuchis, so therefore it's tamei mace. Sorogim osui hamer kavois. Those people make merkavas. And merkava means a chair. Like latticework chairs. Do you have any chairs at home that have latticework? Any chairs? Any kitchen chairs? Patio chairs?
Not at all.
How about outdoors? Do you have like...
Maybe a beach chair.
Oh, beach chair. How nice. And it goes up and over and under.
Yes.
So how do you think they made it? They make it upon one of those mitas. That's what they're saying. Also, merkavas. Beach chairs. People who make beach chairs, they have to go over and over, over and under. They have to make it. So they need a frame. This is the frame they use. The Arave, Karl Amerikov, in Arave, in Arabia, they call Amerikov a Sirak. Now we know the secret. The Rabbis told us a very powerful insight. That's why it's called a Sirak, because it comes from an Arabian word. An Arabian called Sirak. Some say, not chairs, but Shvachos are nets. Nets are, instead of using nets to sit down upon, they use this lattice work, I guess, as a shade, or maybe it's a shade tool. Women have shvachas, have network. They put on their hair, they put nets on their hair to keep all their hair covered. And on top of that, they put a penachas to look beautiful. Right? So they have a svach, a network. They make these nets. It's not used to serve man. So let's chaz the Mishnah Ches. Shalosh we say in Hasuil l'shriv long down to man minus to show zagonim to for the four zagonim the zagonim have a certain name which is a tachush is an inside is an inside mail to man to man mes. It's not a chair, so there's no tumas midras, but it's a kli mail. It's tamei tumas mes. V'shal sorogim, a frame that's used to make lattice work, is to hoyra miklom. Good. Mishnah Tesh Shalosh Mashpelos Hain. Three Mashpelos. What is a Mashpela? So the Rav says Kupois Sasuyas Lahoitzi Buchem Zvolum Lesodos. Boxes that are used to bring out fertilizer to the fields. Fertilize. The fields need to be fertilized. So you need to transport fertilizer. Shalosh Mashpelos Hain. There are three different types of baskets which are used to remove Zevel. Shal Zevel. Zevel to Me'ed Midras, Vishal Tem, because I guess sometimes you sit down upon it. When you're not carrying, you turn up, then you stand upon it. Tnei Midras, Vishal Tevin. If it's Tam Tevin, when you take out Tevin, Tamei Mace, Viha Puchlatz, Shal Gmalim. Look at that. Isn't that cute? Viha Puchlatz, Shal Gmalim, Tohar Miklum. Okay, three different types.
You never sit on that one, huh?
I don't know. Let's see. Let's see what it says. Here we have a kuba shemalichin bo hazevel. Here we have a basket upon which we transport zevel. Okay? That's all it says. Shemalichin bo hazevel, hamor umotin bo zevel. Okay. Hakupa. Mishamesh shesh gam li yeshiva. Hofich oiso. You turn upside down. Piyav yeshval shulecho. Mishum kachi mikabelas gam tumas midras. Okay? So occasionally, you take this and turn upside down. And you sit down. Zravek. Right, so that's what's becoming to mashpelah shel tevin. Inai asui ki mashpelah shel zevel, a mashpelah shel tevin. Now this, instead of zevel, there are baskets that hold straw and are not used for zevel. Okay, there are different types of fertilizer. Some fertilizer is animal waste, and other fertilizer is nothing more than straw. Tevin, okay. So mashpelah shel tevin, asuim ki mashpelah shel zevel, elosha mishtam shem bobim bekonim yoiser dakim. We use konim reeds yoiser dakim lufisha tevin kal me zevel, because also the basket is made from a lighter material. Like what you said before, it cannot support the weight of man. When you transport zevel, animal waste is heavy. It's not light. Therefore, the material you use to make the basket, to support it, has to be stronger. It's so strong that it can support the weight of a human being.
Correct.
But if you take the type of fertilizer is straw, so it's very, very light. It's very fluffy. So the basket that you use to take out the straw does not need to be so strong. It can be very, very thin. Therefore, you would not sit upon it. Because if you would sit upon it, you would go right through. It's not strong enough to support the mamela. It's not called a kli. It's not a midras. No one's going to sit down upon it, but it's going to be a kli kil. You're going to use it as a receptacle. So mamela be tomei tomas. Nays. Mashpelah shel tevin asuki mashpelah shel zevel elosh mashtam shebo b'mokim b'konim yosodakir lefi shel tevin kalmi azevel mishum kach ina ruid l'shiva. It's not fit for sitting. Shem yoshav alecha yishavu ha'konim, the konim will break. V'harehi kichli kibul shem akabel tumas kelim bilvad. It's only mekabel tumas kelim, but it's not mekabel tumas meis. Is that clear? Now we come to the. I never had this one before. Never saw this before. This is the first time. Make a shachianu. Ha puchlatz. Did you ever see this word before? This is something new.
No.
Ha puchlatz shel gemalim. What is that? Puchlatz shel gemalim. Tar miklum. Nikve ha puchlatz ruchavim einim yucham lekalacha v'socha teven. It's very wide. You cannot even put straw. Straw would come out of these holes. They're very, very large. Hapuchlatz mishamish lahachzik es masoy hagamol shlo yipol. Okay, you have a package, and upon the package you secure it in place. It's used to secure the packages in place. So this is not a klei kibul. You don't sit down upon it. And it's not a klei kibul. The nail it's termiklum hapuchlatz Ain a royal kibul, vafi lukibul tavim, vagam leisho lach ain a roy, lefi yisha chavolim koshim, it's hard, it's very coarse. Vagam lachte loy machshiva oisa lukibul, even though you're using it to support, to secure a package, that does not give it significance in kabul tomo. Lefi yishainim mechel esma soy hagamol besoychai, does not contain the package inside of it. Vainim vitachlum al yodai esa masoy, and we do not carry the masoy, ella who rak mechas esa masoy. So the only thing it does is cover the package. In Cain, in the El Pshutikli Eitz, Pshutikalim, Shainim, Makalim, Tumma, it only secures the package. It's very rough. You don't sit down upon it. You don't hold things inside of it. Mela, it is Tahar Miklum. Let's see the Rav. Rav. Mashpelois, Kuba, Spaxis, Hosuis, Lohatsi, Bohemus, Volum, the Soda, stay out of the field. Shall Zevel to my Midras, Lofit, Sharuya, Li, Shiva, the Apuchlots, also Kain Michbar. Maserashes, lattice work, network, on the Mizbeach, there was a michba maserashes, exactly this term. There was this net around the sides of the Mizbeach. Michba maserashes. And the holes are very wide, wider than the mashpela shel tevin, wider than the box of straw. The inner wheel of feel kabel tevin. It's not real of feel kabel tevin. Shana kav mechav yosef. Become inner wheel yeshiva. It's not really yeshiva. Shechavolim shalom. Its ropes are koshim, are very hard. The inner wheel yeshiva. Lechav hichodif v'tor miklum. It's tor miklum. Okay. So that is the law. We have over here this fine. So we have over here this halacha. That's it. So let's chaza. Shalosh mashpelois hein. There are three mashpelois. Shel zevel tameat midras, because you can turn it up, so then you can sit down upon it. Shel teven, you can't sit upon it, but it's a clay kibul. Nimela, it's tameat tumas meis. Shel teven tameat meis. The apuchlot is shel gemalim. The puchlot shel gemalim tar miklum. The puchlot shel gemalim is tar miklum. Fine. It is. It secures the package. It's the package in its location. And in Mela, the Puchla Shel Gemalim is Tar Miklum. Good. Yeah. Now we come to the next Mishnah. Mishnah Yud. Shloisha Mapotzim Him. The 3 times the mats. Chosuili Yeshiva Tmeya. And it's meant for lying down. Tmeya Midras. Veshel Tzaboim Dyers Tamei Tmei Meis. Veshel Gitois. Of Gitas, I guess it's the people who press grapes, Tar Miklum. Okay? We don't have only one picture. One picture. A Mapot. Look at that mat. Okay, that's a nice mat. Mapot's also li yeshiva sling it for lying down upon the shriva. Ain't the panas of ain't a clay kibble. Avalohil, the whole royal shriva, the kabul tumas midras. This a mat you lie down upon. Go to the beach. You go to the beach, you lie down upon a mat. Yeah?
Correct.
So it's Makabal Tumas Midras. The Hu Adin Shor Tumas Kechol Tumay Midras. Mapot Shel Tzaboim, Dyers. Yeish Loi Defanet. It's not showing you a picture, okay? He is not giving you a picture. He is telling you here to use your imagination.
Okay.
It has walls. Vuhu Kli Kibol. Makabal Tumas Kehelim. Kedin Kli Kibol. Alpi Rambam Barosh. Vyat Tzaboim Manichem Boi Habagodim Liachar Tzivi Usam. What do the dyers do it? They put the clothing after they finish dyeing the clothing, after they've been colored, that's where they stick it back, a laundry basket. Do they still make those laundry baskets?
Yeah.
So when you finish all of your cleaning your clothing, you put it in the laundry basket. That's therefore it's, no one sits down upon it, but it's a receptacle. Therefore, it's mekabel tumas meis. Then we have the mapot shel gitois. The gitois, the wine press people. Ein loy defanos, has no walls. The ein the kli kibul. The mekanein mekabel tumah min atayra. Vagam rabbanin mekabel tumah. Glufishen also laniach alav elul shamish kekitzu la'navim v'zeisim. You use it to cover. It's a mat that is used to cover the grapes and the olives from the insects and the rodents. The mela, you cover it, but you don't sit down upon it, and you don't have, it's not a clay kibul, it has no receptacle, so there's no tumah whatsoever. Let's see the Rav. Rav Mishnah Yud. Mapotzim. Min machzolos mats asuyos amayim made mach asuyos michilif umisiv. You know what that is? Chilik? I don't know what that is. Michilaf. It's some type of material. It's a material that grows out of the ground. Umisiv bast. You know what bast is? It's in between the bark and the wood of the tree. You carve it out. It's soft material. They use it to make baskets. When they sieve, the kone and reeds, the guma. Guma is what grows in the ponds, the swampy land. In the swampy land, there are these growths coming out of the water. They're called the guma. Ugmi, ugmi, also. Guma and gumi are the same. I don't know what they are. Difference between the two. So therefore, these things are, that's what they're made from. So we learned, if it's made for a mat to lie down upon on the beach, then it's tamidus. If it's meant to do as a basket, to go put all the clothing, when you finish cleaning the clothing, the dyers and the laundrymen, you put the clothing inside, that's called kibble. It's mekabel tumah tumas meis. It's mekabel tumas tamei meis. It's, you don't sit down upon it, but you hold it. But the gitas, you use it to cover the grapes and the olives. Vishal gitas shel vishal saboim, vishal saboim noisim aleim tabagod. They put upon it the god when they're finished. Tamei meis. Sheinim yuchadim li shiva. You don't sit down in the avol taras kelim yeshan. Vishal gitas. Who asu yis lachasoyis bohem anam vizesim. It's tohara miklum. Chaz the mishnah yud. Shloisha mapotzim heim. Who asu yis li shiva tamei midras. Vishal saboim dyers tamei meis. Vishal gitas tohara miklum. Good?
Beautiful. I gotta go. Thank you so much.
You don't have to thank me, from Faket. I have to thank you.